Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A cargo ship approaches the coast of Australia. It's been at sea for weeks and passed through the Panama Canal. A crew member discovers that the ship picked up a hitchhiker in Panama, a fruit bat. Bats sometimes roost in ships in port and may be transported to new areas. Silver-haired bats have been found hibernating in ships. Little brown bats roosted aboard a ship that traveled from Canada to Europe, flying ashore after arrival in the Netherlands. The presence of individual little brown bats in rabies-free Iceland has been attributed to travel by ship. Bats are also translocated when they get closed inside shipping containers. A pallid bat was discovered in Victoria, British Columbia, in a shipment of lettuce from California. One concern is that these bats could introduce rabies and other diseases to rabies-free areas. Another concern is the transmission of a bat disease that's killed millions of bats in the eastern United States in the past decade, white-nose syndrome. It's suspected that a bat sick with a disease discovered in 2016 near Seattle could have made the trip to Washington via a cargo ship. Scientists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are collecting reports of bats found aboard vehicles or flying out of containers when they are opened or unloaded. This can help better understand and hopefully combat the spread of bat diseases to Alaska and other western states. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.